Just before I start, I just meant to say I'll be hanging around a little bit after the service if you want to ask any questions about Hope Street or myself or the message, the sermon, please just come and find me. But in the future, just reach out to Pastor Nathan if you'd like to get in touch with myself or Hope Street. Well, thank you for reading on that passage. Quite good timing to bring this message, to hear of you and your life as a church, and in the middle of thinking about mission and working through mission and looking towards this new mission statement, and seeing how mission is a crucial part to you and your life as a church. Because the word mission, or the idea of mission, can give off some quite serious vibes, can't it? It can be quite a weighty topic or theme. Sometimes it does mean that something heavy is about to go down, or something important is happening. You know, you can think of things like Mission Impossible, or the Apollo 11 mission, or this military mission that's about to happen. Or you can think of those organisations that do some great work, Mission Australia, Wesley Mission, Baptist Mission Australia. And many churches, like yourselves, have mission budgets, mission committees, and support mission throughout the world, throughout Australia. We hear all about the incredible work that God is doing throughout the world. And people follow him and join in his mission. All of this is great, it's wonderful, and very much needed. But sometimes I wonder if we put mission in this kind of untouchable realm for many of us. It's too serious. It's too important that surely I, myself, cannot get involved. We love that we can support people on mission, and we will help to support them in any way we can. But that is their calling. That is what God wants them to do. It's not my calling. I haven't received that thunderbolt from the sky that says, go to this part of the world, go on mission. That is what I love about today's passage. No thunderbolts, no 3-year Bible college degrees, no mission commencement story, just a few guys fishing, working. And then Jesus comes along and he starts with these three words: come, follow me. And then they're off. Mission for them has started. And I love it. I love the simplicity of it. I love that it is all about Jesus. Jesus is the reason for mission, and he is the initiator of mission, and he is the leader of mission. So the key to mission is to follow Jesus. Where Jesus is going, and where Jesus wants you. That's where you are to go, following him. We do that individually, don't we? And we also do that as a church. You do that together as the Chinese Australian Baptist Church. But before following Jesus, it helps to know him and to obey him, as today's passage shows us. And that is what I want us to hear from God. Mission is to know Jesus, to obey Jesus, and to follow Jesus. Excuse me. Interestingly, if you read this passage by itself, kind of standalone, without any other context or background, you'd think that Jesus pulled these random guys straight off the street or off the beach. However, Jesus is already known the four brothers before this encounter. You can read about their introduction in chapter 1 of John's Gospel. And they would have known Jesus for about a year before the events of today's passage. Well, why is this important? Because the brothers had time to get to know Jesus, hear from Jesus. Actually, in the John passage, Andrew, when he meets Jesus, he says, "We have found the Messiah." They knew Jesus, they knew who Jesus was, and importantly, they knew his voice. So when Jesus comes along the beach and says to them, "Come, follow me," the brothers know exactly who he is. It also meant that it wasn't a spur of the moment nor an emotional decision. They were most likely waiting for this moment, waiting to join Jesus, the Jesus they knew. This is the first key to mission from today's passage. Know Jesus. Stay close to him. Listen for his voice. And that can happen a bunch of ways, can't it? It can happen through prayer. It can happen through reading the Bible. It can happen by joining together, hanging out with one another, times of worship, serving him together, and so on and so on and so on. When I was at Newtown Mission, a pastor at Newtown Mission, inner city church in the suburb of Newtown there, we had a bunch of younger people who were serving and younger leaders. And these young, enthusiastic, on fire leaders, they were wanting guidance on a bunch of decisions, whether it was for life or work or faith or mission. Asking questions like, what does God want me to do? Where does God want me? What should I be doing with my life? In those moments, the best piece of advice I could ever give was to know Jesus. Continue to know Jesus and stay close to him. Yes, that thunderbolt from the sky might come and you might get that roaring command from God. But most likely, Jesus is going to be speaking gently and with authority as he leads you. Know Jesus. Encourage each other to know Jesus more and more. Spur each other on to stay close to him. But knowing Jesus is one thing, but obeying Jesus is another thing. That can be the hard part. When Jesus says something, do it. Obey him. Obedience is the only appropriate response to Jesus. When we know Jesus, when we know his character, what he does for us, when we know of his love for us, his work on the cross, then the one true, loving response is to obey him. John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus himself puts it like this: "If you love me, keep my commands." Our obedience to Jesus is never out of fear. It's never out of manipulation. It's never out of duty. It is only ever out of our love for him. And obey Jesus is exactly what the brothers did in this passage. They know Jesus and they obey Jesus. Jesus says, "Come, follow me." And then what happened? Did they stop, start a meeting, form a committee, have some discussions, ask more questions of Jesus? Where are we going? What should I take? To do what? No, we're told at once they left their nets and followed him. Or in the second instance, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Immediately, at once. They're off with Jesus following him. But to obey Jesus can be hard, can't it? And it can take focus and practice on our part. Especially if you're a new Christian, if you're new to the faith. Whether it's in the small parts of our lives or the bigger parts of our lives. Surrendering to Jesus and obeying him can be scary. But as we learn to do so and we keep doing it, it does become easier, I think. The key is knowing him. The more you know him, the more you want to obey him. And obey him in all that you do. Obey him in how you choose to live your life. Obey him when he calls you to follow. Decide not to obey your own wants or your own desires or what the world asks from you, where the world wants you to go, but instead obey Jesus, who you know as Saviour, as your King, and as your friend. Then when Jesus says, "Come, follow me," obey him. Know Jesus. obey Jesus, follow Jesus. And follow Jesus is what the brothers did. They know Jesus, they obey Jesus, and now they will follow Jesus. Jesus says, I will send you out to fish people. Wherever he goes, they're going with him. And to do what? Fish for people. Now, the fishing for people image that Jesus uses here, it's interesting. And thinking a bit about this, it's a little bit confusing. I mean, I'm not much of a fisherman. Haven't done it for a long time. When I did do it, I was hopeless. But in that very rare moment when you catch a fish and you bring it up, the fish dies eventually. Or more accurately, you kill the fish. But in this new fishing for people that Jesus is talking about, it's the opposite, isn't it? It brings life. Jesus sends out his followers to fish for people, to catch people for him, for his kingdom, and to be saved, saved for life, saved from hell, instead to have life with him, eternal life with him. I'm sure there's brilliance to Jesus' image here. And this image of fishing for people, for these fishermen, must have really, I was going to use the pun, hooked them in. And I like that Jesus meets these brothers where they are at, what they do for work, they fish. It shows me that each one of us has a place of mission that is unique to following Jesus in our own daily lives. The call of God, the call to follow him, will look different for each of us, but the truth is the same. The truth of Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection are the same. And that we are called to follow him, to serve him, and to tell others about him. Again, that might be the thunderbolt, God telling you to go into the deepest, darkest parts of the world. But more likely, it is to do so in your daily life. To follow him in the here and the now. Whatever life looks like. Here in church, in Chinese Australian Baptist Church, or whether it's work tomorrow, you're a tradie, a waiter, a mechanic, a lawyer, or you're looking after the grandkids, going shopping, chatting to a neighbour. That is mission. Telling people about Jesus wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And if you cannot tell people, then always be the presence of Jesus. May your character, what you do, how you live life, reflect Jesus. Show Jesus. Bring the peace and the presence of Jesus to whatever situation, wherever you are. We see this at Hope Street, and it's one of the most important things that we can provide. If you're sleeping on the street, come into the cafe. Have a break from it all. If you're the victim of domestic violence, come into the op shop. If you've felt unwelcomed at a church before, come along to Woolloomooloo Baptist Church. There is God's peace. There is his presence and his community. And hopefully from that, there is then an opportunity to talk to people about God. The question is then, how can you create these opportunities and these spaces in your own life, in your life as a church, CABC, and keep reminding each other to look for these moments, to look for these opportunities, to look for these spaces to tell people about Jesus, to talk about your faith, talk about what Jesus has done in your life. Cast out that net. Cast out that line. And then let Jesus bring people in. Again, I'm not much of a fisherman, But it just makes sense to me, the more you cast out, the more chances you have of catching fish. And that's what Jesus asks. Cast. Keep casting. Fish for people as you follow him. And that is your mission. Keep that at the forefront of your mind. Keep that at the front of your life. Your life as a church. Remind each other. And it sounds like you're going into an important part for you as a life of the church as you look to this mission statement and you have these 8 weeks. Strike during that time while there's energy. Keep that energy after the 8 weeks. Encourage each other. Keep doing what you're doing to reach the community. I just loved reading about the pledge for mission and who you support. But also individually and as a church, ask God for new and creative, different ways. Ask God for boldness, courage, and strength to create spaces and opportunities to tell people about Jesus. However it looks like for you as a church and for you in your own daily life. In mission, remember to know Jesus, to obey Jesus, to follow Jesus. Amen. I'd love to pray to close and pray for you as a church. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that Jesus is the reason for our mission. He is our mission. We thank you that in Jesus, he is this example of mission. We thank you for his teaching on mission. Father, we thank you that we are invited to join with you in your mission. As Jesus says, come follow me. What a privilege, what a joy, but it is also a bit scary, Lord. And I just ask for each one of us and for the Chinese Australian Baptist Church, I ask for boldness, strength, courage to join with you in your mission for this local community, these surrounding communities, into Sydney, into Australia, into the ends of the world, Lord. Father, I just pray that you give incredible wisdom and guidance to the church, Lord, and to the leaders. Father, and that you will just encourage each person here, Lord, in this church to follow you, in their daily lives, to follow you beyond wherever you ask them to go. Father, I thank you for the Chinese Australian Baptist Church and their heart for you, God. And I pray that you bless them. Bless them mightily. And I can't wait to hear and to see of the incredible things that they are doing for your kingdom and for your glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.